My next guest is Ventura City Manager. We'll discuss several hot topics around Ventura. Rick Cole is Ventura City Manager, and he has been such since 2004. He succeeded Donna Linderos in that role. Under the charter adopted by the citizens of Ventura back in 1934, the city manager is the administrative head of city government, responsible for the city council, for the administration of all city affairs, including hiring and firing of department heads, preparing the annual budget, and ensuring the effective implementation of the city council's policies and priorities. The city manager advises the council on strategic direction for the city and responding to changing community needs. Most of all, the city manager provides the overall organizational leadership to ensure the effective daily delivery of services, projects, and programs guided by the city's 2005 general plan. Joining me in the studio, hi Rick, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Billy.
Well, great to have you here. Thanks so much for being our guest. Always like to talk to members of the city managers like yourself to find out what's going on in the community. So I'm just going to start with a very broad-based question, and that is, what do you consider the state of Ventura for the year 2012? How are we looking?
Well, the Mayor Mike Tracy, recently gave his citywide state of the city, and the themes that he articulated are the ones that he and I have been working on and that the city council has adopted as the basis for our budget coming up. And very quickly, number one in these tough economic times is promoting prosperity. We sometimes are going uphill in a coastal community. We have a reputation for maybe not being as business friendly as we could have been or should have been. I think that's behind us and we're moving forward. Focusing in on public safety and core services. There's a lot of things that Venturans would like, but there are some things that we all recognize we need, and those begin with the council's number one priority of public safety, as well as the core services, the infrastructure, the roads, the things that we rely upon for our standard of living and our quality of life.
Okay.
A new emphasis, one that maybe is overdue for some people, it's an emphasis on a safe and clean Ventura. Ventura has had a lot of high aspirations. We want to be an environmentally sustainable city. We want to be a culturally sophisticated city. But before all that, you have to be safe and you have to be clean. And so particularly visible of some of our public places, we got a lot of complaints, both from hometown folks as well as from visitors, about some of the conditions on our promenade and in Plaza Park downtown. And those are really symbolic of what the sociologist who died recently called the broken windows theory. The whole idea that you can do all kinds of great things, but if you have a broken window, your town's going to go downhill. So making sure that the small things are taken care of. And the final element in the council's set of priorities is restoring public trust. Now, that's an uphill battle as well. Billy, you know that people are distrustful of government at the federal level, at the state level, and even at the local level, although less so. And newspapers are not in business to run headlines, another day of good work at City Hall, right? If there's anything we've done wrong or anyone thinks we've done wrong, that's what's going to be in the headlines. And that's part of the watchdog role of the press. But a steady diet of that, year in and year out, that the only thing you read about is where things have gone wrong, and not just here, but, you know, in Bell or in Vallejo or in you pick the town. I won't mention any local towns that have made the headlines recently, but we all know them. That means that public trust is eroded. So a big piece is we've got to do our job, we've got to live within our means, and we've got to make clear that we're not Bell, we're not Sacramento, we're not Washington, D.C., that Ventura City government is doing a good job for its citizens.
My guest is Rick Cole, Ventura City Manager. And Rick, there was so much in that last answer. I'm going to circle back and start at the beginning where you said number one priority is prosperity. Mm-hmm. What does prosperity mean to you as the city manager? What does it mean to the council? What are you trying to achieve there? Because we're coming out of the Great Recession, probably
sure.
The greatest economic slowdown that most of us have seen in our lifetime.
Well, let's give credit to one of our neighbors, the city of Camarillo. The city of Camarillo has done a terrific job over the last 10 years of promoting retail development. We used to be second only to Thousand Oaks in per capita retail sales in the county. We've just slipped a little bit behind Camarillo. Camarillo, I guess you could say, has moved ahead with the opening of their big outlet mall expansion. They've put a single-minded focus on attracting major retail businesses into their town along their freeway exits. It has not harmed their quality of life because the traffic isn't flooding into residential neighborhoods. Yes, there are people in Camarillo who are probably annoyed by how much traffic when they get on and off the 101 freeway, but they've done a great job, and it means that they're in good financial health. You could say that that Ventura should do more of that, but when you look ahead, actually, our Promoting Prosperity program is focused on something different than retail sales. And I'll tell you in a minute why, but let me tell you what we're focused on first.
Do that, please.
We're focused on jobs instead of stores. We're focused on high-quality, high-value jobs. Yes, Ventura is and should be a terrific tourist attraction. And that is something we're working hard on. But there are not a huge number of high-value, high-wage jobs in that. There certainly are some, but a lot of the jobs are in the low-wage service sector. We've always been a government town. We have the county buildings and functions. We have a big school district. We have the national park. We have the city government. Provides steady employment, but that is not the way to success. Private sector wealth really has to take the lead. We have a very strong medical sector that's going to be anchored by the expansion of the Community Memorial Hospital. But if you go beyond those, government, tourism, and medical, Ventura has not done well at attracting and retaining manufacturing and tech businesses, the growing businesses in our 21st century economy. For a lot of people to get a high-value, high-wage job, it means driving to Santa Clarita, driving to Thousand Oaks, driving to Santa Barbara or Goleta. And we've got to get people off the road and starting businesses and growing businesses and keeping businesses that have high-value, high-wage jobs right here in our hometown.
My guest is Rick Cole. And, Rick, that's part of the reason why you started the incubator behind City Hall.
Exactly right.
Was to develop those high-tech businesses.
And we're seeing some real successes in that. Now, I said we're still going to fight for our share of retail sales. But you just have to look across the river and see Oxnard, which has been equally as aggressive as Camarillo, not as successful per capita as either Ventura or Camarillo. But they've got, you know, 750,000 square feet of retail space empty. So the idea that even if Ventura made it our number one obsession to follow Camarillo and build more retail, there's not a market, Billy, for it. There's not a lot of new population growth in our region. And people are tightening their belts in terms of consumer spending, and they're spending more online and less in brick-and-mortar stores. So while my hat's off to Camarillo and my hat's off to Oxnard, my hat is off to the projects in Ventura that have been successful. We have a very successful regional mall. That is not the way of the future. We have to be, if we're going to have real prosperity, we have to have the jobs so people have the money in their wallet to go to the mall or to go to the retail center, or even if they want to drive over to Camarillo to the outlet mall. But it's jobs that's the number one priority for the city of Ventura.
Well, I'd love to hear that jobs is number one priority, Rick, but let me ask you the conundrum that Ventura finds itself in, because if you want high-wage jobs, you want high-tech, clean jobs that you were describing before, there becomes a problem of where will these executives go and live within Ventura. And one of the challenges that we have is finding executive housing for those high-end, high-wage, high-paying jobs that we want to attract to the city. So which comes first? Does the housing come first to attract the executives, or do the executives come first and then force the housing to change behind it?
There's no simple answer to that. It's usually not either or, it's both and. You know, I don't see that we're going to put all of our eggs in any one basket. We need to generate more quality housing in our community. We actually have more than people realize. There are some really fine homes in our hillsides. There's some really fine homes near our beaches. And while we might not have a tract behind a gate of so-called executive housing, we have some very successful entrepreneurs and corporate executives who live in our community, And those kind of homes are more plentiful than people realize. But continuing to add those kind of homes, that's both a short-term and a long-term challenge. I think it's important. This is the best-kept secret in the county of Ventura, what I'm about to tell you. There are 2,312 homes approved by the city of Ventura, not yet built because of the economy. That's 2,312 new homes and apartments, mostly homes and condominiums that are not. Now, some of them will never be built, right, because the market has changed or the developer's gone bankrupt in the tough economy. But the city of Ventura, contrary to its image, has actually given the green light to some very high-quality housing. It's not built not because we said no. It's not built because almost no housing is getting built. Now, we're beginning to see, we're actually seeing some new developments going forward. In fact, I had to handle a traffic complaint from one of them going forward in East Ventura just yesterday, which is kind of a mixed blessing. It's nice that we have that problem now. But you're going back to your point about undergirding jobs, we do need quality housing for all levels. The so-called executive housing for the people that are going to run these companies or invest in these companies, and we also need quality housing for the people who are going to work in these companies. And we have a lot of it now, and we've given the green light to a lot more.
My guest is Rick Cole, Ventura City Manager. Rick, let me change it up on you a little bit and talk about a problem that has been in the newspaper. I shouldn't say problem, an issue that's been in the newspaper for some time, and that is the downtown parking meters. Can you give us an update on the parking meter situation downtown?
Well, it's working very well on Main Street and California. We're getting 75 and 80% occupancy almost throughout the day and 90 and 100% occupancy in prime hours. We're not getting as much usage of the parking meters on the side streets. And so beginning this month, we're actually lowering the price from $1 an hour to 50 cents an hour on the side streets. So if you don't want to pay a dollar on Main or California, just park around the corner. We're getting very good usage of the lots that are, of course, free, either 4 hours or all day, and they're very clearly marked. So that part of the parking management effort is really working well. In terms of controversy, there are still people who find the parking meters cumbersome, and still people who wish they would go away. But we're hearing much less of that, and the merchants continue to be very supportive. This never would have happened if the vast majority of merchants were not supportive. Frankly, some of them got a little worried in the first couple of months because there was a lot of controversy. But as things calmed down, they've kind of swung back and said, on balance, while it'd be great if everything was free, in fact, parking works much better by charging for the spaces that are in demand, because that pushes more parking to the lots, and they're getting much better usage. And we have a new lot coming back online across from the Saturday Farmers Market, which has been under construction. It's beautifully renovated, and when that comes back on, there's going to be some more downtown parking.
Well, that's good to hear, and everybody likes that free parking in the lot. So visitors to downtown Ventura need to remember that that is available. But I want to come back to the changing the pricing on the parking meters on the side streets. Is it really a pricing issue on those side streets?
Well, that's a good question. That's really the experiment. That's why we put in these high-tech meters instead of the simpler ones that people are used to over the last 50 years. We can change the pricing. We can do a lot of things with these high-tech meters. And of course, they take credit cards, which the old-fashioned ones did not. They were expensive and a little bit cumbersome, especially at first. We tweaked them to become a little bit more user-friendly. But there are still people we've got to explain it to. I find that on the second or third try, though, almost everybody's got it down.
That's good to hear. My guest has been Rick Cole, Ventura City Manager. Rick, thank you for coming in and being so forthcoming with the information. If people want to learn more about you, learn more about what you do, or even contact you, how can they get a hold of you via the Internet?
Well, I am one of the few city managers that contributes to a blog. I have a blog on the city's website. All they have to do is type in Rick Cole or Ventura City Manager blog, and I try to provide some in-depth background I just wrote about the sand issue in the Pierpont neighborhood and told a little story about shoveling sand myself on a recent volunteer day at Marina Park. So that's a good way to hear about what's going on in city government on a weekly basis.
And what's the URL for your blog?
It's cityofventura.net. I think it's, I wanted to say, /cmblog. But again, the easiest thing is to type it into Google or any search engine. You can get to it. It's almost always the first thing that pops up.
That's great. Rick, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for coming in the studio and sharing what you know about the city of Ventura. We'll talk to you down the road.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Take care.